It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 17th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American novelist and countercultural figure Ken Kesey, born in La Junta, Colorado in 1935. He considered himself a link between the beat generation of the 50s and the hippies of the 1960s. He also experimented with drugs and tried everything from mescaline to LSD. He began writing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 1960, following the completion of a graduate fellowship in creative writing at Stanford University. Published 2 years later, the novel was an immediate commercial and critical success. His parents were dairy farmers, and in 1946, the family moved to Springfield, Oregon. Ken was a champion wrestler in high school and college in the 174-pound weight division. He almost qualified to be on the Olympic team, but a serious shoulder injury stopped his wrestling career. He graduated from Springfield High School in 1953. An avid reader and moviegoer, Ken adopted John Wayne, Edgar Rice Burroughs, and Zane Grey as his role models and toyed with magic, ventriloquism, and hypnotism. In 1956, while attending the University of Oregon School of Journalism and Communication in nearby Eugene, Kesey eloped with his high school sweetheart, Norma Faye Haxby, whom he had met in the seventh grade. They remained married until his death, and they had three children. Kesey graduated from the University of Oregon with a B.A. in Speech and Communications in 1957. Increasingly disengaged by the playwriting and screenwriting courses that comprise much of his major, he began to take literature classes in the second half of his collegiate career, mostly with James B. Hall, who took Kesey on as a protege and cultivated his interest in fiction, introducing him to the works of Ernest Hemingway and other models of modern literature. He published his first short story, First Sunday of September, in the Northwest Review and won a Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship for the 1958-59 academic year. Next, he elected to enroll in the non-degree program at Stanford University's Creative Writing Center, where he developed intimate, lifelong friendships with fellow writers Ken Babbs, Larry McMurtry, and Kentucky's own Wendell Berry, Ed McClanahan, and Gurney Norman. His second novel, Sometimes a Great Nation, an epic account of an Oregon logging family that aspired to the monumental grandeur of William Faulkner's Yoknapatawpha saga, was a commercial success that polarized critics and readers upon its release in 1964. Between 1974 and 1980, he published six issues of Spit in the Ocean, a literary magazine that featured excerpts from an unfinished novel, Seven Prayers by Grandma Whittier, an account of his grandmother's struggle with Alzheimer's disease, and contributions from such luminaries as Margot St. James, Stuart Brand, and William S. Burroughs. After a third novel, Sailor Song, was released to lukewarm reviews in 1992, he began publishing work on the Internet until ill health, including a stroke, curtailed his activities. On October 25, 2001, Kesey had surgery on his liver to remove a tumor. He did not recover from the operation and died of complications the following November 10th. He was 66. Buried in the cemetery on his family's farm near Eugene, Oregon, Kesey's grave is marked with a rough-hewn boulder that is as unconventional as was the man himself. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 17th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.